something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's a person. So, how does God function when He does these things? I want to explain to you what happened to the handkerchiefs. All right? You want to know what happened to the handkerchiefs? Now, Jesus made something clear to you. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Huh. Can I ask you, can you find a demarcation in the wind, in the air? The demarcation where Zimbabwe air is separated from South African air. No, we got borders. We all know our borders. Okay, think about it. Who knows the demarcation of the Lesotho air from the South African air? Where is the demarcation? Can we find it? Can you locate it? But there are differences. And man can only recognize these differences in certain ways, and yet there's no demarcation. They can't say, here is the difference. From here on, it's Botswana air. They can't find it. That's another beautiful characteristic of the wind that it tells you about. When it says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. What is he saying? Then he said, they are life. Oh, this is just so awesome. That means everything that comes out of God is God. Are you following this? It's not every man whose words are life. You see the difference? Everything that comes out of God is God. Everything. Now, that doesn't mean he's his person. But it carries his life. It's like your DNA. Do you get it? I learned yesterday. I got to learn yesterday. That means it's been on, all right? That there's a certain little girl in South Africa that it tried to form a new skin for her body. They took a little bit of skin from her body and cloned her skin in the United States. Isn't that lovely? Think what more we can do in science. But it's all been in the Word of God all this time. Remarkable. So, your DNA can be traced from something little in your body. Right? Yeah. It has your life in it. It has your identity, your unique identity in it. Everything that comes out of Jesus has his identity in it, has his power in it, has his life in it. And now he introduces something new to us, and he says, the words that I speak unto you carry my DNA as well. Now this is absolutely remarkable. That he can communicate his DNA. He can communicate his life through his words. There are things like maybe strands of your hair that can fall off, and they can get the forensic analysis, can find your DNA from your hair. Think about this. Think about this. The anointing is on this man, Paul. The power of God, the life of God. Listen to this. He received the word of the master, the word of Jesus into his life. And Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you carry my DNA. They carry my very life. He said, they are spirit and they are life. And then you receive that into you. So the handkerchiefs and aprons were rubbed on his body. And he said, take this to the sick. And miracles began to happen. The demons couldn't stand it. So that didn't have to be the person of the Holy Spirit in the handkerchiefs. No, it was that impartation of his life. It was the impartation of his power. He was there. And it worked. Maybe you don't know this. I've told you before. Everything about you is so blessed. There is no waste in anything that has contacted you. We are yet to understand this as the Church of Jesus Christ, but the revelation is coming. When you realize that everything in your home has been touched by divine energy. There is no waste in your life. Jesus said, gather the fragments. Let nothing be wasted. There's no waste. Nothing that has come in contact with you that doesn't carry the life of God in it. But you know, because we are not aware of these things, we're looking with the eyes of men instead of with the eyes of the Spirit. No wonder he says, they know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. He said, but I have said ye are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You understand what this is? La makaya digisete. If there's anything I know, it is my fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That is where my confidence is. I don't have it anywhere else. It is in my fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because in my fellowship with the Holy Spirit, my limitations are removed. Absolutely. I'm unlimited. In my fellowship with the Holy Spirit, I become a master in anything. I become a winner in anything. I become a victor in anything. I'm a success in anything. Don't look at yourself anymore. All right? Don't look at yourself anymore. I don't mean don't look at yourself in the mirror, you know, and get dressed. No. I mean, don't consider yourself. The Bible says Abraham considered not his own body. He considered not his own body, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. What did he do? He was strong in faith. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. Can I show you how he was giving glory to God? You know, because sometimes we don't know how to give glory to God. There are two ways of giving glory to God. First one is you testify. How do you testify? You know how to testify? You testify in three ways. You testify by declaring what he did. And where do you declare it? Before him and you. Then you testify with your offering. Many people don't understand the power of the offering. Your offering is a testimony. That's why I tell people, when you give God your offering, maybe you don't understand what this is. It is not a collection. There is a collection that is different. The Bible does talk about collections. There's a difference between your offering and a collection. I can do a collection now and say, look, brothers and sisters, I want us to give money for X, Y, Z purpose. So we do a collection for this purpose. And we all will give for this purpose. Maybe we want to give it to someone. Maybe we want to use it to help someone. Maybe we want to use it for something. We said, this is for the roof. Collection. That is a collection. Your offering is not a collection. When it's time for your offering, it is not a collection. Offering so sacred, so holy, it is a testimony.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org.